to see what you did.
Oh no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Yeah. Oh, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it is time for You Big Dummy! This is when we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, we read them, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Dummy number one. Dummy number one! A perplexed driver in Arkansas captured video of a strange and unique sight, a pickup truck carrying two cars in its bed. By the way, we have the link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. You might want to see this, facebook.com/Nick D Show. The video, recorded last week on a road in Camden, shows a pickup truck with two cars side by side in the bed, each hanging partially off of one side of the truck. I've never seen this, the filmer says in the footage. Only in Camden, Arkansas will you see two cars half on, half off. That ain't even a tow truck.
Before this game, you was just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A woman has been fired after she baked laxatives into brownies for a colleague's going away party. Saline Police Chief Jared Hart says officers confiscated the tainted confections on May 3rd after another employee tipped off management. No one ate the brownies. Hart says the 47-year-old woman initially denied putting laxatives into the brownies, but after learning investigators would test them, she admitted that she had. Other employees told police that there may have been tension between the woman and the departing employee, but specifics hasn't been released. Hart says the woman faces no charges, but if anyone had eaten the brownies, it could have been considered a criminal act.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Number three. Police were called to investigate a shouting match and found a man arguing with a parrot. A resident of Larache, near the Swiss border, called the emergency number Monday to report his concerns about loud shouting from the next-door apartment that had been going on for some time. Officers sent to the scene found there was a loud argument going on between a 22-year-old man and a parrot. The man told them that he had been annoyed with the bird, which belonged to his girlfriend. The parrot responded to being shouted at with some loud noises of its own. Police said it couldn't speak, but it could bark like a dog. Since no one was hurt, the officers left.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. A fugitive wanted in North Carolina was arrested after he accidentally dialed 911. According to the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, 53-year-old Jesse Graham had deputies dispatched to his home after he accidentally dialed the emergency number. It was later determined that Graham was wanted by the Mooreville Police Department in North Carolina for several charges. Graham was arrested for being a fugitive from justice as well as unlawful possession of marijuana.
There's something for you right here. Wanted. Dummy.
All right, we have to break here for news, and then we got one more dummy story to read, and then we will vote on who is the biggest dummy of the week on You Big Dummy. News is next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, the Showcase studio, right here on Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Esmeralda, the bridge is open now.
Oh, good.
So just wanted to let you
know. Finished early.
There you go. They finished early, and the bridge is open. All right, we got to get back to our You Big Dummy. Yeah, man, You Big Dummy! Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. The smell of 24 cupcakes in a baker's car was too much for a black bear in New Jersey. The Bruin smashed a window and left only smeared icing and a paw print behind. Christine Allen tells the Record the bear ate every single chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry cupcake that she had made for a large order. Awakened by the dog barking at a crunch sound, her husband spotted the bear early Thursday. Rockaway Township Police Lieutenant Peter Riley says it looks like the bear had done some other damage in the area, and breaking into a car raises concern. Police have now notified wildlife officials.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
All right. All right. It is time to vote. So here we go. We've got the truck driver who had two cars hanging out of both sides of his bed, the truck's bed. And by the way, you can see that on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Another reason to like us. Dummy number two was the woman who baked laxatives into brownies to get back at a departing colleague. Number three, the man who was having a loud argument with a parrot. Number four, the fugitive who got caught because he dialed 911 accidentally. And number five, the baker who left cupcakes in her car in bear country. Time to vote for our big dummy. Dan, who are you going with?
You know, one is kind of a genius, but a dummy.
Yeah. Those are the best kind.
They are the best kind, but the best kind for me this week, though, is a guy arguing with his girlfriend's parrot.
Guy arguing with his girlfriend's parrot. That's who you're voting for. All right, Esmeralda?
I do like the arguing with parrots. I'm going to go with the arguing with parrots.
Yeah, yeah. That's of course it is. It's unanimous. That's the best. Guy screaming. And the detail is that it's his girlfriend's parrot.
There's animosity. I get it.
Exactly. He doesn't get along with his girlfriend's parrot. But that's fantastic. People are calling the cops. Oh, man, there's a big fight going on next door. It's a dude and a parrot. All right, there you go. That's your dummy of the week. By the way, if you would like to be a part of You Big Dummy, you would like to read a dummy story on the air, find a link to a funny news story that's dummy, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, nickdshow@gmail.com. Send the link to the funny dummy story. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll figure it out. We'll record it. You will not only appear on the radio in this segment, but you will also get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win-win situation. Find those stories and send them in. All right. Let us continue with this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. And there it is. You know what straight out of context is. This is when you listen to this station 24/7, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention this. Tyrone was looking for the name of that candy, and texters are calling and texting in. Golden Crunchies or Golden Crummies? Golden Crunchies or Golden Crummies. That's what the name of the candy was that Tyrone was looking for. Okay, Dan, straight out of context, shall we begin?
We shall begin. Wild Bill heard this one of Dan Long.
Like when people play with the knobs in here.
He was having a little technical difficulty in there last week, Dan.
Somebody zeroed out the board.
Uh-huh.
Eric emailed this exchange between Wendy Snyder and Bill Leff.
Well, that's not a bad thing, even though he did it just once.
Right.
Once is better.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Eric also sent in this one of Ryan Burrow.
I polish it as much as I can.
Is that Ryan's? No, that's not his first time.
Not his first time.
Okay.
Amanda from Georgia, Jesse and Brian heard this one of Andre Darlis.
Dave Bennett used to do it with me.
Oh, boy.
Brian emailed this one of Dan Long.
Wow.
Yeah, I forgot how much fun it was to pull these.
Whoa. Oh, he's talking about this segment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, how about that?
There you go.
Boy, Dan fills in for a couple of days, and he's all over the straight out of context.
Wild Bill sent in this one of Matt Bubala.
I see London, I see France, I see Roger's underpants.
I don't even want to discuss what's happening there. That's something I will stray from. Roger's underpants. That's a sentence I don't want to hear. That's a phrase. Yeah. All right.
Eric heard this one of Steve Dale.
I promise, friends, my pants will stay up.
What the heck? We're going to have to call HR? Wow. He promises his pants will stay up? All right.
Steve's part of the No Belt Club, by the way. That's what the...
Oh, is that where that came from?
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't understand no belts.
He forgot it. He normally wears
it. Oh, okay. He forgot his belt. All right.
Johnsburg AJ emailed this one of Dean Richards.
If all the equipment is working properly, and so far it pretty much is not.
Where was he?
He was on the press tour somewhere.
I know he was in New York for the Deadpool thing, so that's probably where he was calling from.
One more before we break.
Yeah!
Streamwood Steve sent in this one of Lisa Wolf.
Well, then we're just going to get it twice tonight.
Ooh. Okay. That filthy radio show that they have. Radio theater show. All right, we got a break here. We've got weather, we've got traffic, and then more straight out of contexties. And then we'll go into the spies world, and then it's Fly Jams Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh, as I leave, believe I'm
stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yes, that's right. It is Straight Out of Context continuing. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN live in the Allstate Showcase studio, looking out on Michigan Avenue here. And we're back to Straight Out of Context. When you listen 24/7 to the station, whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, you jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Let's continue, Dan.
We begin with, continue with Brian. He heard this one of Mary Sandberg Boyle.
Joe gets it up in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Jeez. All right.
Eric emailed this one of Steve Cochran.
I do it every day now.
Oh, good for you.
All right. Tom from Champaign sent in this one of Bill Leff.
I gave it to a guest earlier.
That happened a lot on the overnight stand?
No comment.
All right.
Kathy from Antioch heard this one of Steve Cochran.
Well, you never want to get a smaller unit.
That's true. You got to agree with that. All right.
Jesse emailed this one of you.
Loving, touching, squeezing. I was just saying the name of a Journey song. That's all. Journey. All right.
And finally,
yeah.
Streamwood Steve sent in this one of Mary Sandberg Boyle.
So I thought maybe Ro just was sliding that in there.
Oh, man. We have a filthy radio station. Just filthy. Okay. What do you do? No one else can dance like you.
So what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Spies.
Like us.
Yeah. Now, there it is. All right. It's time for Nick D Show Spies, another one that you guys participate in. This is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
Spies this week, Wild Bill, Brian, and Diane of Naperville. Five clips. First up, Patty was talking about our move date from the tower and thought your show might be the last one to broadcast from here.
Ours is earlier June. I heard they've moved it up a little bit. Is that what you heard, Michael? They've moved it up to early June?
Yeah, early June is what I heard. I mean, it's still tentative.
That is going to be a hard day.
Yeah.
My husband was asking me who I think is going to be the last show in this building.
Who?
I think
it's got to be you.
No, I think it's actually got to be Nick. I think you do. I'm not sure what day that is. I'd say you do a Sunday night. I don't know how. It depends on the timing of everything. Yeah. But I think you do Nick. Does the last show here, and then Steve Cochran does the first show at the new one.
That makes sense.
I mean, I am the technically I'm the last show of the day, right? And Nick is the first show of the morning, yeah. Right? Because I start at 11 p.m. I don't know. I don't make these kind of choices.
New place?
Oh, I never even thought of that. Dan, did you even think of that?
No, but it's a possibility.
It's a possibility that we will be the last show broadcast from the Tribune Tower. That would be pretty cool.
That would be a cool send-off.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Do we get sledgehammers?
Do we get to smash up the studio?
How fun would that be? It'd be like, just don't touch this part, but everything else you can smash.
Right.
Just one, like a wall or something.
Yeah, just take out a wall. Yeah. I never even thought of that. Wow, okay, all right.
All right, the next three are all related.
Oh, boy.
You were brought up as part of Cochran's text question of the day.
Your two favorite WGN personalities of all time leading up to the Walk of Fame ceremonies on Friday. Nick DiGilio and Spike Odell.
Oh, very nice.
John Williams and Chuck Swirsky. 219, love WGN. Had the pleasure to meet Spike and Al Lerner at a Cubs opening day event. Got to dance with Big Al.
Big Al, yeah.
708, Bill Berg, one of my favorite talk show hosts. 630, Bobby and Leonard. Uncle Bobby and Leonard. Who's Leonard?
Roy Leonard.
Oh, Roy Leonard. Of course, Roy Leonard.
Yeah.
Duh. 630, we can't pick just two. It's impossible. 815, Nick DiGilio, Steve, and Johnny.
Who's Leonard? Thank you for that. That was nice. That was very nice of the listeners. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
It continued, and actually another member of the crew got a mention a little bit later.
815, Larry Schreiner, Stephen Johnny, and Nick D. 630, Stephen Rokon. 312, Wally and Milt. 941, Wally and Bob. 224, Bill and Wendy Rock. 309, Stephen Orion. Anybody other than Dave Kaplan?
That's not nice.
78, Roe and Steve. 847, Nick and Dean. 773, Stephen Big O. I love this one. 847, Andrea Darlish.
Darlish.
And Esmeralda.
Ah, how about that?
What?
Esmeralda.
Is that someone else? Someone else on the...
Very
Andrea
nice.
Andrea Darlish and...
Andrea Darlish and Esmeralda. They're the morning zoo team on a different station.
Are they over there with...
Foot cheese.
With foot cheese and olive loaf.
Eggs.
Yeah. Well,
should we hold off on that?
Thanks, last whoever. Who was that?
They didn't mention
the whatever number.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This last part is only 4 seconds. Okay. And a perfect way to end that conversation.
All right.
847, Brian Noonan and Nick DiGilio.
So it's Andrea Darlish.
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda. And
Nick DiGilio. You know, I got to say, my name has been mispronounced a million times in very, very different ways over the course of my life. That's the first time anybody has ever referred to me as Nick DiGilio. The first time.
Do they think cursive Z's?
I guess so. All right, we got a break here. We got the news, and we got one more spy, right? Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Spies.
Like us.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. The opening bell with Steve Grzanich starts at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And then at 10 o'clock, it is our Walk of Fame ceremony, which will be live at 10. Come on down here. It's going to be right outside here at Pioneer Court, and it's going to be great. So we got back. We got one more spy clip, right? Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to the radio station. Whenever I'm mentioned, jot down the day, the time. And you let us know about it. So what's next?
Coincidentally, it is about the Walk of Fame. Patty Vasquez slept through one of them, but not yours.
It sure is the Walk of Fame Class 5, Class V. Join the WGN Radio Walk of Fame ceremony and live broadcast this Friday, May 18th, beginning at 10. Oh, what? Wait, what? 10 a.m.?
I was about to say.
What?
As? It's not at noon.
As?
You might miss it, like that last time.
Ooh.
Two times ago, I fell asleep in my office. They were literally outside of my office. I was just a brick wall between me and the Walk of Fame. When Nick D was inducted, I think. Was Nick D inducted last year?
No, you were there.
Okay, I was there for Nick's.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't miss Nick D's induction into the Walk of Fame. So the summer before, whatever that was, I woke up and it was like a quarter to whatever. It was a quarter too late.
It was 10 o'clock last year, too. Wasn't it? It was 10 o'clock every year. Isn't it 10 o'clock every year? Because they broadcast it like during Bill and Wendy's show, right?
I believe it is 10 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, I know it was 10 o'clock last year because I took the morning off so I could, you know, get more than 1 minute of sleep. So, okay. Yeah, that was fun. I'm glad Patty was able to make it. And she didn't sleep through it. That's cool. Coming up this morning at 10.